Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. I am Richie Ferrol. Here are the headlines. President of the United Workers' Party, Isaac Baptiste, is accusing the Skerrit-led DLP administration of discriminating against thousands of citizens post-Hurricane Maria due to their political affiliation. Tropical Storm Lorenzo is forecast to become a major hurricane just days after developing and has continued to strengthen since then, with maximum sustained winds now near 65 miles per hour. And President Donald Trump acknowledges withholding U.S. aid to Ukraine and pressuring that country to investigate his would-be White House challenger, Joe Biden. The news is brought to you compliments. Quartz Dominica Limited. We'll be right back after this.
Short on cash and need cash now? Then Quartz Ready Cash interest-free payday loan is here for you. Get up to $500 in cash today. Come in today for our hassle-free service, no interest, quick approval, and easy payment terms. Get the cash you need when you need it with a Quartz Ready Cash payday loan today. Visit our nearest branch for your interest-free payday loan now. Quartz Ready Cash, ready when you are.
Welcome back, and this is the evening news. Q95 News can confirm that the foundation of the Hampstead Bridge, located in the Benz area heading to Calabishi, appears to have been weakened, and the bridge has dropped, resulting in the disruption of the flow of traffic in that area. Motorists are being urged to proceed in the area with caution. Q95 News expects the relevant authorities to provide an announcement or advisory for persons traversing this route. President for the United Workers' Party, Isaac Baptiste, is accusing the Roosevelt Skerrit administration of discriminating against thousands of citizens due to their political affiliation in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, which ravaged Dominica on 18th September 2017. Speaking at a major meeting to Dominica citizens resident in Antigua on Sunday, Baptiste expressed thanks to all international agencies which assisted the Dominican people in rebuilding the country, as these agencies were very transparent and fair in the distribution of housing and other forms of aid and relief in Dominica.
In 2017, we saw Hurricane Maria came and destroyed very badly our whole economy. And we thank the many governments in the Caribbean and people of the Caribbean throughout the world who have provided assistance to Dominica for recovery. We know that many of you from Dominica did go into your bank accounts and provided assistance to your people back home. Unfortunately, the government that received the assistance discriminated against the people who were to receive the assistance. And we are saying that this was bad government as well, and the situation still existed. We thank the government and recognize we are not saying that the government did not do anything. Of course, they did quite a few things post Hurricane Maria. However, in the process of so doing, they left many people behind in that the assistance was not distributed fairly. And right now we are in a reconstruction mode. We find that people who support the government, they are the ones being given preference. You could find a situation where persons whose roofs are still uncovered, yet their neighbor, because they support the government, have excess material in their backyard or under the house. The United Workers Party is saying, this is unacceptable. This is not good governance in the country, and we want change, ladies and gentlemen.
President of the United Workers Party, Isaac Baptiste. Ear, nose, and throat specialist Dr. Irvin Pascal has revealed another heartbreaking case of victimization against him and the lack of care for a three-year-old patient who has been waiting on care at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital for some 14 days. Dr. Pascal said upon diagnosing this young child 14 days ago, he referred the child to the Dominica China Friendship Hospital for surgery and treatment, and he told the media that up to this day, he was shocked to find out that this three-year-old girl is still at the hospital waiting to be flown out of Dominica for adequate treatment.
Because at the same time that this gentleman was suffering and being traumatized that way, there was a three-year-old, or there is still is a three-year-old on the ward that I had didn't even know she was still there. I had admitted her to the hospital 10 days before for something that I can treat. But I felt it would have been more comfortable for the little girl if she was put to sleep. And you can only put patients to sleep in the hospital now. So I sent her up. It's not something I couldn't do, but I felt in the interest of her comfort and to not make it traumatic, I would send her up to the hospital. And when I was called to say that, but with the ENT isn't here. So I said, I didn't even know that. And that little girl, I offered as well. I offered to come and do the problem. I was told that the hospital administrator or the hospital director said that would not be necessary. The ENT surgeon, well, the ENT specialist at the hospital will do it. But the doctor had already told me there is no ENT specialist, so I was surprised. I didn't even worry. I just assumed that the child had had treatment. The child apparently is still in the hospital for 10 days, waiting to be flown out. It's not only that that's the issue here, you know. That child has had that problem for a year, going to all institute, going to different health institute, the health center, casualty, whatever. For a year, the mother has been suffering with that child. Imagine that.
However, Dr. Pascal revealed that he is more than capable of doing this surgery to solve the child's issue. However, the medical board and the Ministry of Health have refused to renew his contract to work at the Dominica China Friendship Hospital based on a difference of political views.
And when the mother came to see me in my office, she said, Dr. Pascal, where you be? So long I looking for you. They telling me it's you that can sell my child. I'm actually upset with me for being away for the last 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then I told her, okay, yes, it's not, you know, it can be done and so. And the child is still sitting, lying in the hospital. They say, waiting for a referral to go overseas. So she must suffer until whoever is responsible for referring her can refer her. And they don't care. You cannot convince me that you care. Because if it was any of these people's children, that could never happen. Any of these people making the decisions, from the prime minister down, that could never happen. So you have a three-year-old from Dodan who is suffering for a year and more because of the poor condition of the health system, because of the politics in the health system.
And that was ear, nose and throat specialist in Dominica, Dr. Irvin Pascal. Agronomist Atherton Mate says the essence of the Shiva-inducing message imparted by 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg lies in the three words, how dare you? Mate said the message to Dominica is how dare we destroy our rivers, forests, reefs, and soil in the name of progress. The agronomist alluded to the recently built Kempinski Hotel.
We use and dispose of, improperly dispose of, more plastics in Dominica, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, and so on, than any other country in the world, including countries like China, per capita. So, I mean, it is this farce, this pretend, this embarrassing duplicity that Greta is talking about. And I just echo what she says. How dare those of us who understand these things, those professionals in agriculture, the lawyers, the doctors, the economists, all of them, I wouldn't spend time naming them, they know themselves. But they are all, you know, complicit in this conspiracy by our rulers and leaders against survival, against Dominica, and against what they profess to be, which is believers in God.
You've just heard statements from agronomist and former agriculture minister in Dominica, Atherton Mate. This is Q95 News. Parliamentary representative for the Casabruce constituency, Johnson Drygo, has thanked the people of Casabruce for their support over the past few years. He says they have seen the community move forward and have also seen the success of their children. Drygo has attributed this success to the assistance of the Dominica Labour Party government and is urging residents to vote for the DLP come the next general elections.
Your children are doing better. They are more disciplined. They have learned more. They are more prepared for the world. They can now go out there on their own and be independent. And these are the things we have to ensure that it continues. And the only way it can continue is if you support the Dominica Labour Party. And when elections call, you vote again for the Dominica Labour Party, my dear people. No other person can secure that for you. No other group can secure that for you. So let us continue to support our government. Let us continue to work for the peace of our country. We have always been a praying people. Let's continue to pray. pray for Dominica. Let's continue to pray for our Prime Minister. Let's continue to pray for the success of every initiative of this government.
Parliamentary representative for the Casibruce constituency, Johnson Drago. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit claims the Citizenship by Investment Program, CBI, has been good to Dominica. He says had it not been for the Citizenship by Investment Program, after the 2017 hurricane in particular, Dominica would have been in great difficulty.
Because we don't have a godfather. And the bulk of monies we have spent as of today, the 17th of September 2019, has been state money, our money. So all of the homes we have fixed, that is to say the government, yes, we had Samaritan Purse and others helping fix homes, but they managed those funds themselves. So I'm not talking about them, the Red Cross and so forth. All of the homes that the government fixed, the monies you got from the village council or from the office of the Prime Minister, from the Ministry of Housing, were local government funds. And this has been a significant sum. This is why there are some who are trying everything to destroy the CBI. Everything to destroy the CBI. But guess what? If they were to have their way or their wish, every single one of us would be impacted. If the world had to listen to the leadership of the Workers' Party when he went on CBS to criticize the program and to denigrate it, you will not be able to have a home here in Casibruce, because we will not be able to have the monies to pay for these things. Understand these things, my dear brothers and sisters.
Sitting Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. In more news, agronomist Atherton Martes stated Dominica has become as rubbish island as compared to the nature isle it once was. Martes was voicing his opinion based on the speech of a 16-year-old climate activist, Greta Thunberg.
Dominica, which used to be the nature island of the Caribbean, has become the rubbish island of the Caribbean, the nasty island of the Caribbean. Go to Barbados, you will not find a plastic bottle anywhere on the streets in Bridgetown. Can I say the same thing about Roseau? Are we doing recycling in Dominica? No. I know, because proposals have been brought to this government from a Canadian source that would actually have allowed us to remove all glass and plastic and used tires from our waste and convert it into reusable materials for construction and paving roads and buildings, sporting fields and so on all over the island.
The former agriculture minister also claims that his proposals were denied as a form of victimization.
But no, it was the wrong person in the name of Afi Martes who was making these proposals and bringing these proposals forward. Bioparks for education, bioparks for recreation, bioparks for the children, so they can see we are investing in their future, which is what Greta is saying. How dare you? How dare you pretend that you're concerned about my future when you are busy destroying the future of children and grandchildren?
Agronomist and former Agriculture Minister Atherton Martes. In his address to Dominican voters resident in Antigua on Sunday, President for the United Workers' Party, Isaac Baptiste, revealed discrepancies exceeding over $1 billion, which was exposed by UWP MPs in Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit's 2019 national budget presentation in Parliament on 30th July 2019. Isaac Baptiste says the abuse and utter reliance on the CBI program is ridiculous and illustrates the lazy-get-rich-quick schemes of the Roosevelt-Skerrit administration. According to Baptiste, the other pillars of the Dominican economy have been on the back burner, and the Prime Minister, who is also Finance Minister, has destroyed the economy, making all industries dependent on CBI handouts from his administration.
Presently, the main source of revenue for the government is the Citizens by Investment Program. There are about four or five islands in the Caribbean with similar programs. But what we see in Dominica is a complete and abuse of the system, to the extent that for the year 2018-2019, and you will get details of that later, up to $1.2 billion cannot be accounted for by the government resulting from the Citizens by Investment Program. And the Prime Minister admitted, yes, if I put the money into the budget would not be $1 billion. It would be $2.2 billion. We're asking him where the money gone. And we are insisting that he accounts for the money. Or if he's not accounting, he can gracefully resign, ladies and gentlemen.
Chairman of the United Workers' Party, Isaac Baptiste. UWP candidate for the Corleone constituency, Nicholas George, is bringing to light the apparent reluctance of the chairman of the Electoral Commission in Dominica, Gerald Burton, to implement and conclude the process of electoral reform before the next general elections in Dominica. For 15 years, both the United Workers' Party and the Dominica Freedom Party have advocated for and pleaded with the Electoral Commission to carry on the wishes of the citizens and initiate electoral reform. However, with every passing year, George says it is clear that the DLP-appointed members are extremely biased in their duties and are acting on the fancy and whims of DLP MPs who wish to maintain a monopoly on the election process in Dominica.
Over 4 years, the people who went before us wrote into the law that the system will be facilitated by the state through the registry where all deaths are registered. You know that, Mr. Chairman of the Commission. You're an attorney, and you are a black man, very black at that. And you should understand what it means to have suffered as a black man. And now you have the power to liberate us, to free up our minds, and you are derelict in your responsibility. And you are depending on a statal apparatus to hold what you're doing that is wrong to us as a people. You're breeding tyranny in our country. You're setting up the stage for chaos in our country. And I have been pleading for the entire night. And I am asking civil society, I am asking our bishop, our evangelical leaders, our civil society leaders to understand that intellectualizing foolishness and trying to find excuses for 1.2 billion missing or not missing is not the way to go. It is not the way to go. What the way to go is to do what is right. It's to do what is right by us. Mr. Chairman of the Elections Commission, please, you have enough time. If you start tomorrow by appointing and recruiting and appointing enumerators, by the end of September, you could have, by Gazette, appointed revising offices in Dominica.
Lorenzo formed yesterday morning over the Eastern Atlantic and has continued to strengthen since then, with maximum sustained winds now near 65 miles per hour. It's forecast to intensify even further, according to the National Hurricane Center, NHC, in Miami, and be a major hurricane in just 2 days. Strengthening is forecast during the next several days, and Lorenzo is expected to become a hurricane by Wednesday and a major hurricane on Thursday, the NHC said in its 11 a.m. advisory. At that time, Lorenzo was located about 370 miles west-southwest of the southernmost Cabo Verde Islands and moving towards the west-northwest at 16 miles per hour. There is currently no threat to land. Of course, Q95 will continue to follow this developing system. Now, President Donald Trump has acknowledged withholding U.S. aid to Ukraine and pressuring that country to investigate his would-be White House challenger, Joe Biden. But he denied using the funds as political leverage, insisting he only wanted Europe to step up assistance to the Eastern European country. House Democrats are meeting to consider impeaching Mr. Donald Trump, and Mr. Biden will release a statement later this evening. No U.S. president has ever been removed from office by impeachment based on U.S. history. While in New York City for the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday, Donald Trump tweeted he had authorized the release of the complete, fully declassified transcript of his phone conversation with President Zelensky of Ukraine. You will see it was a very friendly and totally appropriate call, he wrote. Of course, the media will be the judge of that. And that's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. President of the United Workers' Party, Isaac Baptiste, is accusing the Skerrit-led DLP administration of discriminating against thousands of citizens post-Hurricane Maria due to their political affiliation. Tropical Storm Lorenzo is forecast to become a major hurricane just days after developing and has continued to strengthen since then, with maximum sustained winds now near 65 miles per hour. And President Donald Trump acknowledges withholding U.S. aid to Ukraine and pressuring that country to investigate his would-be White House challenger, Joe Biden. The news brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited.
Top of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.